The wins just keep adding up for the Briarcrest College Clippers women's basketball team, and after another successful weekend in Alberta College's athletic conference action, they find themselves within striking distance of the South Division leaders. The Clippers picked up a 70-60 win over the SAIT Trojans on Friday and followed up with a 68-55 victory in Saturday's rematch to extend their winning streak to 6 games. That gives Briarcrest an 11-7 record overall, good enough to sit 2 points back of Red Deer and Lethbridge for second place in the division. The Clippers only led by a pair 34-32 at halftime in their opener, but outscored SAIT 23-13 in the third quarter and never looked back. Brooklyn Martins led the way with 18 points and 13 rebounds for BC, while Amber Fichtner had 16 points and 9 rebounds to go along with 12 points each from Dory Sunderland and Madison Beatty. Briarcrest got off to a great start Saturday at Margaret P. Reimer Gymnasium, leading 20-8 after the first 10 minutes, but SAIT clawed their way back to within 4 at the half. That lead was 2 points much of the third quarter, but the Clippers would pull away for their comfortable win. Fichtner had 15 points and 10 rebounds, Martins 14 points and 8 rebounds and Beatty 11 points. The Clippers women's volleyball team also find themselves on a 6-match winning streak after back-to-back wins over SAIT in Calgary. Briarcrest rolled to a 3-1, 25-18, 25-23, 25-27, 25-20, win Friday's opener and followed up with a 3-0, 25-17, 25-19, 25-19, victory in the rematch. That's good enough for a 10-7 record and a 3-way tie with Lethbridge and Red Deer for second in the South Division. Rachel Stead and Julia Beer each had 12 kills in the opening win, while Kelsey Symes put down 10. Bryn Hardy led the defense with 9 digs, setter Jess Zacharias had 36 assists and 8 digs. Moose Jaw's Summer Okerstrom had 5 kills and 3 digs. Symes led Briarcrest with 10 kills Saturday, Beer added 9 and Okerstrom 4. Zacharias had 29 assists. Briarcrest returned to their winning ways in men's volleyball with a 3-0, 25-23, 25-18, 25-18, win over SAIT in their opener and 3-2, 25-17, 19-25, 18-25, 25-21, 15-12, victory on Saturday. The Clippers are now 10-7 and sit in fourth place in the South, 2 points back of Olds College. Karam Coleman had a stellar outing Friday despite the short match, putting down 23 kills. Jackson Anderson added 12 kills, Jeremy Martins had 24 assists. Coleman picked up 22 kills and 8 digs on Saturday, while Tyson Nachtigall had 9 kills. Cole Johnson led the defense with 12 digs, Martins had 45 assists. It was a tough weekend for the Clippers men's hockey team, as they lost a pair of heartbreakers to first-place Red Deer, dropping a 3-2 decision Friday and following up with a 4-3 loss Saturday. Colton Akins opened scoring for Briarcrest 4:28 into the weekend's first game, but Red Deer would score 3 straight through the remainder of the contest to take a 3-1 lead into the final minute. Jacob Arsenault got one back for the Clippers as time ran down, but they'd be unable to find the tying goal. Dominic Thiemege made 33 saves in taking the loss. The Clippers got off to an even better start on Saturday at the Barkman Arena, as Zachary Thushushka and Trey Dole scored in the game's first 7 minutes for a 2-0 lead. Red Deer got one back before the period was out, though, and outscored the Clippers 3-1 in the second before going on to their 4-3 win. Halen Cordoni scored Briarcrest's other goal, Thiemege turned aside 36 shots. Briarcrest took a couple of tough losses in men's basketball, losing 94-81 in their opener against SAIT and falling 90-69 in the rematch. The Clippers are now 2-16 and in 8th place in the South Division. Zach Martins led Briarcrest with 14 points and 7 rebounds in Game 1, with Central grad Caden Banilovich joining Matthew Bryant in putting up 13 points each. Brolin Symes added 12 and Lual Piok 10. Piok put together his best game of the season Saturday, scoring 18 points with 5 rebounds, while Moose Jaw product Riley Seaburn picked up 18 points and 7 rebounds. Symes had a 16-point outing, Martins hauled in 11 rebounds. All 5 teams are back in action this coming weekend, with men's and women's basketball hosting Keano College Friday and SAIT on Saturday. Men's hockey makes the trip to Edmonton to face Nate for a two-game set, while men's and women's volleyball are at Keanu Friday and Lakeland Saturday to close out their regular season.